You're listening to This Woman Can, episode 44. Are you clear on your end game? Welcome to This Woman Can, the women's leadership podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, executive coach, leadership development expert, and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. I am your host, Janice Sutherland, delighted as ever to have you join me. Now, I don't know about you, but I am absolutely amazed at how quickly this year is going. Can you believe? We're almost halfway through September. And after my conversation last week, my interview with Oleinka Jacobs-Bonick, episode 43, where we discussed her journey from her dream of being a dancer, which started out growing up in the UK, to becoming a country director in the Jamaica for the British Council. And it got me thinking about, you know, having the goals and the drive to make that transition. And one of the things she explained was how her biggest learning had been was knowing the goal she wanted to achieve, and that was being clear on her end game. Now, as I said, we're partway through the year, and sometimes people say September is almost like the new January because people are going back to school, the summer holidays are over, people start transitioning. You know, if you're older, your kids may be starting school, they may have even left home. But anyway, sometimes we set goals, then we look three quarters through the year. They haven't always turned out the way that we've been hoping for or had planned for. And when this happens, I'll be guilty of this. I know it's easy enough to blame outside factors and say that the universe didn't cooperate with us, things didn't happen, you know, the way we wanted to. But what often is the case, and it's common, is that we're not clear enough in asking for what we wanted. And sometimes just because things change throughout the year, we could be trying to achieve the same goal or the goal has changed, but we haven't been clear on what it's changed to. And clarity in setting goals is an absolute must, because when we think about it, a goal is a lot like having your GPS, your sat nav. It helps you focus on the directions you want to take in life. You make positive progress to get there. But if your GPS loses connectivity, there's a new road has suddenly emerged sometimes since the last update, or you've taken a wrong turn, it starts recalibrating. And the new directions can be confusing because, you know, we thought we knew where we were going, but we're not quite sure. Now, you had a map of where you were going, and no matter how good that route is, it's not clear. And you're having a hard time really trying to figure out how you're going to get there. Now, so the fantastic news is that not only can your GPS, your physical GPS, calibrate, but you can recalibrate. You can actually get more clarity. It just takes a little bit of practice, but learning to get clear on your goals and stopping yourself and knowing and giving yourself permission to reset your goals can actually get you far close to success. Not only will you have good directions to get to where you want to go, but it's also going to be easier to relax and enjoy the journey because you know where you're going. You know, we always feel a bit more comfortable when we're clear on which way or what direction we have to take. So let's just look at a couple of tips we can take to get clear on what we want to achieve. I'm actually going to do that myself because I think things have evolved so much over the past 9 months for me that I actually don't want to wait. And I'm not a New Year's resolution type of girl anyway, but I don't want to wait till the end of the year, the new year, to reset my goals. So I'll be kind of going for this process myself. So the first thing is really defining your ultimate goal. What exactly do you want? What exactly do you want to achieve? So instead of a goal like I want to be successful, let's get down to specifics, such as I want to own my own business, which brings at least $5,000 a month, or I want to be in a position that earns $10,000 a month. So that's the first thing. Get specific on your details and define that ultimate goal. Secondly, don't be afraid of the detail, because to make that ultimate decision what you want, You need to make sure that you have details, attention to detail. And avoid goals like, I want to be rich, because that really doesn't say anything. What does rich mean? You know, how do you define rich? There's no detail. So be clear on things like, how much money do you want to make? Why do you want to make that kind of money? You know, it'll provide the lifestyle you want to do. What is that lifestyle you want to have? Is it cars, homes, travel, you know, philanthropy? How do you want to earn this money? By, you know, good means or maybe not so good means, but we won't talk about that. When do you want this to happen? What's your time scales for this to take place? And how can you actually prepare yourself to actually position to actually deliver those goals? Then once you've done that, break them up, break up your goals. Because when you start looking at that ultimate goal, it can really seem really intimidating, unattainable. So it's incredibly important that you break up your main goal into smaller goals and write out detailed plans about how you'll reach all of the smaller goals. So if you want to start your own business, I hear a lot of women say they want to start their own business. A small goal would be to research what gap you can fill in the market, and do you have the current skills to aid you in filling that gap or starting that business? And then number four, give yourself some deadlines. It is absolutely vital to have a deadline, you know, so you know you're making progress towards your goal. And, you know, you hear people about making 3 and 5 year plans. I used to have, I was talking about this yesterday, a Janice 2020 plan, which was like 5 years down the line. And I cannot believe that 2020 is next year. But anyway, but I then broke that down, realized what I wanted to do was far too long in the future. So I had to redefine the timelines for those goals. And I actually brought them forward successfully. So each of your small goals should have an attainable deadline. And if you look at my previous, the previous example I talked about, when you start your own business or research the market, give yourself a week maybe, or a month, 4 weeks, depending what you do, your responsibilities are, or your, you know, what you have in your calendar, to actually research different opportunities. The next thing, number five, is to keep a track. Keep a track of what you learned. Keep detailed notes about what you've done so far. You know, maybe keep track of what worked, what didn't work, what was the information you found out. Helping you, keeping track of your progress, should I say, will help you stay organized on top of the goals you're trying to achieve. And lastly, have a plan. Have a plan B, even a C, and you know, it can go down the whole alphabet. The thing here is to have alternate plans. Sometimes you won't be able to make the deadline that you set out for yourself, or you'll be unable to follow through your current plan entirely. And it's important to have alternatives in case certain situations don't work out in your favor. So don't beat yourself up. Have a plan, have an alternative plan ready in place. If you already have backup plans in place, you'll save time in the longer run, because if you hit snags along that way, you'll be able to kind of sideline them a little much easier, or navigate them a little easier. Once you have your goals and plans created, it is really important to then organize them for easy implementation review. So have some sort of plan, draft a plan. You can do this by organizing your plans in detailed plans. Maybe if you're doing a business, have an actual business plan. Use journals, put them in binders. You know, keep your notes in somewhere that's easily accessible that you can follow that will aid you in your process. Now, regardless of how you set things up, those few tips would really help you get clear on what you want to achieve. Taking time to do this, it doesn't matter, have to be at the beginning of the journey, even mid-time, just take some time to reassess where you are. It'll go a long way to reducing any stress around the process, and you'll be actually able to enjoy it the rest of the year and the way to success. So that was about getting clear on the goals. I'm going to take a leaf out of my own book and actually do some stuff myself. I've got some exciting things planned for the remainder of the year. They're in my head right now. I need to have a plan around them and define a little bit more. But that'll be my Midlife by Design. Will be a new program coming out. I'd love you to join if you are a woman over 40 and you're looking for what your next step is. Get some clarity on your next goals. That'll be the next group I am going to be pulling together, next program, should I say, I'm going to pull together. So drop me an email, info@JaniceSutherland.com, or visit me on social media. I am Janice Sutherland on LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook. Drop me a message if you're interested in knowing a bit more about it, because I'm sure it will really help you getting clear on your future goals later down the line. So that's it for this week. I hope you're great wherever you are. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Be sure to rate, review, share, leave me comments on Apple iTunes, because I'd really appreciate that to help you get the message out to far more women out there. And until next time, remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care. You've been listening to the This Woman Can podcast, brought to you by This Woman Can, the no bullshit guide for women who lead, available on Amazon and Kindle. For more information about the training and consulting services offered for women who lead, including one-on-one executive coaching and group masterminds, visit thiswomancan.coach.